From the Houston Public Media Newsroom, I'm Gail DeLauder. Across Texas and much of the country, LGBTQ plus people are at the center of a renewed culture war. In suburban Katy West of Houston, young people are coming together to find community, to support one another, and to protest. You've heard from some of those young people over the past year here on News 88.7. Dominic Anthony Walsh brings us his final report in our three-part series.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Noting that a quorum
in mid-May, the school board in Katy, Texas, met to swear in some newly elected trustees.
Today is Monday, May 15th.
Before the oath of office, community members had a chance to speak. The trustees heard a familiar voice.
And the last speaker tonight is Logan McLean. Good evening.
Hi, board. I promise to make this short and sweet. You guys remember me?
This was not McLean's first time behind the podium, but it was her last as a Katy ISD student.
I've been in Katy ISD since kindergarten, and for 13 years, this school district has given me the best opportunities and the best education I could have ever asked for. I have the privilege of...
Over the past couple years, she's spoken to the board several times about internet filters that blocked digital resources for LGBTQ plus youth, which the district subsequently lifted in high schools. And she's criticized changes in the way the district handles complaints about library books. In May, she aimed her message at the three newly elected trustees. They won with the help of a right-wing PAC called Texans for Educational Freedom, which has reshaped local school boards across Texas.
I can look past who endorsed who, as long as my freshman friends have enough teachers to teach them and enough bus drivers to drive them. It doesn't matter to me how you feel about removing books, as long as students can continue to see themselves represented in them and learn to love to read for it the same way that I did growing up here. I don't care who you vote for in elections, as long as students continue to have access to the vital resources, especially those mental health resources like the Trevor Project and my Gay Straight Alliance at my school that helped me get through high school and I'm sure will continue to serve the students of the future.
She mentioned the Gay Straight Alliance, or GSA. That's a type of student-organized club. In some schools, the club is called Sexuality and Gender Alliance, or SAGA. McLean started a GSA at Katy ISD's Cinco Ranch High School, and it's not the only one in the booming suburban district west of Houston.
Hello, my name is Jared Burton. I am the social media manager for the Sexuality and Gender Alliance at Tompkins. I am a sophomore.
Hi, I'm Zio McGeehy, and I'm the treasurer. I'm also a sophomore.
Arson Paz, I'm the vice president, and I'm a senior, and I'm about to graduate.
Hi, my name is Basil, and I am the secretary of SAGA, or the Sexuality and Gender Alliance, at Jordan High School.
Hi, my name is Megan Raz, and I'm the president.
Well, I'm JC. I run the social media account for the GSA at Maid Creek. I'm the historian also.
And, of course,
I'm Logan McLean. I'm the president of the Cinco Ranch Gay Straight Alliance.
Just about all of them like Katy, but it's not an easy place to find community.
I think Katy's a little more accepting, you know, but it's still Texas, and you're not going to see, you know, gatherings of queer people or pride events or anything like that.
Like in my neighborhood especially, it's a very suburban area. So it's not the most accepting area. I mean, it's not awful, but it's not great either. So I do have a lot of friends who don't have accepting parents, don't have accepting households.
I have come to realize that I identified as a trans man about 2 years ago. And at that time, I didn't see anyone else that was very open about their identity in terms of being transgender at all whatsoever. And so I decided to make the initiative to put myself out there as a person in order for people that were younger than me or my age even to feel comfortable being themselves.
And that's why they formed these clubs at their schools. These students found community with one another and created space for more young people to join.
It's so much nicer to have a community that you know is going to listen to you and is going to validate your existence rather than brush it off and say, I don't see why it's such a big problem or I don't see why it matters so much to you.
It just felt like open. Like it felt like it wasn't a place of judgment. It was just a place of like, you can be comfortable. It doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, anything like that. It was just, you could be with people that are like you.
We talk about, you know, queer history. We talk about like how to respect other people's identities and such.
That's especially why I think having SAGA and other GSAs is really good and important because, you know, even for me, I had never really talked about these kind of issues or discussions with like any of my friends. So it was great to have a place for that and be able to build that place.
Once they were organized, they rallied against the slate of anti-LGBTQ+ legislation that's passed this year in Texas, targeting everything from gender-affirming care for transgender youth to library books with queer characters. In April, McLean and the others put together a protest. For much of the day, it sounded like this. Silence.
You take a vow of silence as kind of a silent protest against the harassment and censorship of LGBT people. And then at the end of the day, you'll have a breaking the silence rally or event.
In this case, the students had a picnic.
Just existing as a queer person is loud and it says something, especially right now in today's times when we're having all this pushback telling us that they don't want to see us. So yeah, we didn't need confetti. We didn't need a megaphone. I think just existing in a space together and showing that we're here and we're proud and we're larger than we think we are, we're not alone, that was breaking the silence for us.
A month later, in May,
Logan Sarah McLean.
Logan McLean walked across the stage with a graduate cap on her head and a Progress Pride flag in her hand. She's headed to McMaster University in Canada. She's mostly going because it's cheap and has a good public health degree.
But I also want to be in a space where I feel like I'm safe. Because it can take a toll a lot to always be thinking about, you know, is someone going to try and limit who you are through the law?
For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh.
You can find our previous stories about these KDISD students, as well as pictures of their Breaking the Silence protest, at HoustonPublicMedia.org.